church. No, no. St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center in New York. And she also has a private practice in New York City and is the author of this book called How to Put the Love Back into Making Love. Mm-hmm. Published by Doubleday. It's a $14.95 book if you want to buy it over at the Village Green Bookstore or something like that. Anyway, it says here that many of us dutifully do sex once or twice a week, but that they feel that something is missing. Although we still love our spouse, sex has become perfunctory or mechanical. The thrill of being intensely in love is gone. Sound like, hey, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
We comfort ourselves by saying that it's natural for steamy sex to disappear with the passage of years, yet it's possible to reawaken those intense feelings. The major reason that love goes out of sex for many couples is plain and simple. It's fear. Wonderful sex means feeling incredibly close, so close that it's as if you're merged with the other person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although this feels great at the beginning of a relationship, it quickly becomes frightening as we fear losing ourselves in the other, the way we lost ourselves as powerless infants in our mother's arms.
That's not so good.
It's powerful. It's possible, however, to merge without giving into your fear.
That's great.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. The key is learning how to let go while knowing that you can still regain control when you want to, and not feeling guilty that the need to reassert your boundaries after a bout of intense sexual closeness is apparent. Okay,
well, enough of that. Anyway, how do we do this now?
She's developed a series of gradual, sensuated exercises, or is it graduated sensual exercises, okay, that can bring the love back to your life, okay?
All right.
But these exercises do take time. 90 minutes, three times a week, and a seven-week commitment.
Wow. All right,
let's go to week one, okay?
All right.
Week one says toss a coin. The winner initiates the first sensuous exercise to be the one who gets to be touched first.
Okay.
Sometime during the next week, he or she must say, I want to be touched right now. Then he takes his partner by the hand and leads her to the bedroom.
Okay.
Undress with the lights on. Get into bed. Concentrate on what you're feeling. Don't talk until after you've finished. For the next 15...
Finished what?
Wait, well, I'm going to tell you. For the next 15 to 45 minutes, according to what the touchy wants, the toucher must touch his partner's body all over with the... with the exception of the breasts and the genitals. No touching those, okay?
Okay.
No intercourse nor mutual orgasm is allowed.
Oh, boy.
Try to cover as much territory as you can, head to toe. The touchy should lie as relaxed as possible and drink it in. No touching back, it says here, okay?
Okay.
The touchy gets to control where and how he wants to be touched by giving nonverbal signs, such as moving the toucher's hand and pressing it down for harder, up for gentler touching.
Oh, boy.
When the touchy has had enough, switch roles. How are you going to do this without any hobbling?
Okay.
All right, let's move to week number two, okay?
Heck, you could fall in love with a porcupine with that much putting off. All right, so next, go ahead.
Okay. Week two, keep doing your touching exercises three times a week,
mm-hmm,
but get more creative with the exercises. See how sensual you can be and how many taboos you can break without touching those breasts nor the genitals.
Oh, it's so hot in here.
It's getting there, isn't it?
For example, use a feather for stroking. Rub scented oils on each other. Use your hair to rub his belly. Use your tongue. Use your tongue to explore your lover's neck. Try foot massages. Finger paint each other.
That
was close. All right.
Okay.
Try out new places for touching, like the shower or the kitchen table.
Kitchen table.
Get messy with jam or whipped cream.
Hey.
All right, let's move on to... Still is no hobbling here, okay?
Nothing yet.
Let's move on to week three, see what happens, okay? Oh. You're going to let genital sex back into your life this week.
It's not
going to
squirt water at me, is it?
But in a new way.
Okay.
Finish off each of your three sessions. Now, we told you in the beginning of this, there are three 90-minute sessions, mm-hmm, okay? Three times a week you do this.
Okay.
Seven-week commitment, okay? Finish off each of your three sessions by masturbating, it says here.
By now.
Simultaneously in front of each other. Now, one recommendation, girls, I would not stand facing your partner in this case.
Oh, gosh, this is fun.
Okay, week number four. We'll move to that quickly, okay? Mm-hmm. Include breasts, but not genitals. in each of your three sessions this week. The touchee should decide when and how long she wants her breast touched. Hmm. This means the toucher can dive for the breast first thing.
First and second thing.
Bonus.
Okay, what now? What now?
Many men find that for the first time, their nipples are as sensitive as a woman's. Jeez, when do we get the howl here?
Okay, pretty soon.
Week number five. Mm-hmm. Each of you should stand alone and naked before a full-length mirror and look carefully at yourselves. Mm-hmm. Focus on what you like about your body. Mm-hmm. Say what you like out loud. Don't compare yourself to anyone else, though. Next, take a good look at your genitals. A good long look at your...
Oh, yuck.
The purpose of this...
No fair using a magnifying glass, either.
The mere act of objectively examining your genitals can make you more comfortable with them.
boy. Okay.
Before your next session, share the mirror exercise with your partner. Mm-hmm. Standing naked next to each other in front of the mirror, take turns and describe yourself to your partner. Is it really necessary? I think we should move on to week number six or
Please,
seven. What do you
quickly,
want to hear here?
Quickly.
By now, in week number six, you should have learned that the key to intimacy is expressing your needs and key to releasing your feelings. This is the ability to control them also.
Okay. Are we almost ready?
I don't think so. During the next session, experiment with the arousal you probably experienced during your first genital session. Let it build, subside, then build again.
Yes?
I think we have to move on to week number seven.
Boy, I hope this is it.
Is the hobbling coming?
In your first sensual session, go through all stages before touching the genitals. Oh, jeez, don't skip anything. When you've been arousing each other for a long time, the man should lie flat on his back. Mm-hmm. With a woman straddling. I don't know if we're going to get it. I think we better reserve this.
Ready, you two? Go! Wim it up. Where did you get that article?
This is in Privileged Information. It's a real book. The book is called, again, How to Put the Love Back into Lovemaking, or Making Love, from Doubleday.
That's incredible.
Doubleday. Doubleday Book Company.
Guarantee this is the only show you've heard that on. Okay. Put all our sound effects away here for another day.
Okay. That was not too good.
Those guys are under a blanket. You guys get out from under there. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock here. 10:48 on the morning zoo. It's 65 degrees today, up to about 83. Partly sunny. Nice day for the opening day of the fair. We're inside gate number 4. Please come over and say hey to us and... join us for a very fine time at the fair.
Classic rock and roll, 103.3 WPHD.